This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Details are expected today on a major boost in food stamps. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. The Biden administration is expected to increase payments for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, by 25% above food stamp payments pre-pandemic. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here live with details.
Yeah, David, this is the largest ever increase, and it's permanent. It translates to average monthly aid rising $36. Yeah, so in total going up from $121 to $157 per person on average per month. That may not sound like a lot to many people, but advocates for the poor have been saying that food aid is too low in this country, and we have 42 million people who rely on SNAP benefits. By the government's own accounting, the average household uses up 3/4 of their benefits about halfway through the month. So this will make a difference for them.
Yeah, and right now, there's already a temporary boost in money for low-income people to buy food. I think that expires end of September. When do these new higher payments kick in?
Yeah, so the new payments kick in October. And if you're wondering about the timing there, no, it's not a coincidence. The Biden administration has been looking for ways to make permanent, right, some of the temporary social safety net expansions we've seen during the pandemic. So here we are in this case. They're going above what was originally there in the pandemic response. Permanent aid will be bigger. And the way the Biden administration is making that change is by adjusting a model of a theoretical grocery trip, which the government relies on to set SNAP benefits. So it's a technical change. They didn't have to go through Congress to get it.
All right, Nova, thank you. Let's check the markets here. In China, retail sales and factory output rose sharply in July. That news today, but that was less than forecast. And the Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong fell by 0.8%. The Key Stock Index in Amsterdam is down 0.7%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down 0.3%. Compared to the rest of the country, people who live in the South owe doctors and hospitals more money. Their personal medical debt is 3 times higher on average than people in the Northeast. That's from a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports now, the disparity is mostly related to southern states rejecting the expansion of Medicaid.
Stories like Jennifer McCrobie's are far more common here in the South, where most states are led by Republicans who've turned down federal money to expand Medicaid. McCrobie's currently being sued by the hospital where she lives in Clarksville, Tennessee.
They can't bleed this turnip much further than it's being bled.
Last year, she went to the emergency room with a stomach ache that had her doubled over in pain.
They did a CT scan and said that my gallbladder had to be taken out immediately.
McCrobie has a bare-bones health plan and was left with $15,000 to pay, a debt on top of other debts she was already struggling with. If she lived a few miles away across the state line in Kentucky, her income working in a factory and supporting 5 kids would likely qualify her for Medicaid, which was expanded in Kentucky. In Tennessee, which didn't expand, it's nearly impossible to have a job and still qualify for Medicaid. The hospital that's suing McCrobie, owned by for-profit Community Health Systems, has partly blamed the lack of expansion for its aggressive collections tactics across the South. And they're not the only hospital suing. Cookeville, Tennessee's city-owned hospital regularly takes patients to court, too. And CEO Paul Korth says that's because hospitals have their own finances to worry about.
To make sure that payroll is met every 2 weeks. Some hospitals around us are having difficulty with that right now.
In some Tennessee counties, more than 40% of residents have overdue health care debts, according to an analysis by Mandy Pellegrin of the Sycamore Institute.
It doesn't include medical bills that people tried to pay with a credit card or with a payday loan. So it's just really surprising how common it is.
And those debts are also leading to financial strain on the healthcare system. Tennessee has one of the highest rates of rural hospital closures in the country. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has now fled his country as Taliban fighters took control of Afghanistan with their forces sweeping into the capital. Three people were killed this morning amid gunfire in the passenger terminal of Kabul's airport amid a scramble of people trying to exit the country. The BBC's South Asia editor Ambarasan Edirajan is following developments.
Chaos and confusion prevailed this morning at the Kabul International Airport with hundreds of men and women trying to find a flight out of the country. Videos on social media showed people running on the tarmac after gunfire overnight. All commercial flights out of Kabul have now been suspended. Several residents complained of looting by mobs. The government machinery seems to be in the dark and in fear with no one in charge of the country. A Taliban spokesman, Suhail Shaheen, told the BBC that they were working to form a government.
We want inclusive Islamic government. By that, we mean all other Afghans have also participation in that government. So, of course, that need deliberation and talks. Work is underway on that.
Taliban militants entered the city last night and their local leaders swiftly took over the presidential palace. Heavily armed insurgents have been checking cars and vans in the center of the city. The Taliban is likely to assume full control of Kabul in the coming days. Its fighters may oversee the evacuation of U.S. nationals and troops who came 20 years ago to drive them out of the country.
Players in financial markets also have concerns about stability in the region. Neighboring Pakistan had already seen its government bonds fall this year, pushing up interest rates there sharply amid delays for new lending that it's counting on from the International Monetary Fund. While flows of refugees from Afghanistan are difficult to quantify right now, those who flee could head for Europe, pressuring, for instance, Turkey. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.